This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. Because truly, oh God, you are a faithful God, you are a loving God, and without you, we can't do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. Now, Father God, on this morning, we ask that you will have thine own way. Even as we continue to decrease, oh God, we ask that you will increase within us. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will touch somebody on this morning, oh God. Someone is looking for a healing miracle. Someone is in need of a financial miracle. Someone is in need of a breakthrough, God. But someone just need a touch or just need to hear your voice on this morning. God, I pray that you will just move by your spirit, oh God. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to Malachi, the 4th chapter and the 2nd verse. That's Malachi, the 4th chapter and the 2nd verse. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. And you will go free, leaping with joy like calves let out to pasture." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Malachi 4:2 speaks of the Son of Righteousness rising with healing in his wings for those who fear God, leading to joy and freedom. This verse is often interpreted as a prophecy of Jesus Christ, who is seen as the source of righteousness and healing for the believers. You see, the key questions and interpretations of this verse. First of all, we're going to look at it and see, ask the question, who is the Son of Righteousness? Many interpret this as a reference to Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The capitalization of Son, in some translations, further suggests a divine figure. So what does healing in his wings mean? It is metaphorical language. It's pertaining to the wings, likely refer to the rays of the sun, symbolizing the life-giving and healing power of Christ's presence and his work. The meaning of fear my name. In this context, fear is not meant to be a terror, but rather reverential awe and respect for God. The significance of the calves of the stall. This means joy and freedom that believers will experience when they are delivered from judgment and experience the blessings of God's presence. So the overall meaning of this verse is the judgment that will come upon the wicked with the blessings that will be bestowed upon those who fear God. So it highlights the coming of a righteous Savior who will bring healing and joy to his followers. You see, everyone hasn't accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Some people have not given their life completely over to Him. Some people want to come in halfway and hold on to the things of the world, just in case, as they may think, things will not work out living for Christ. Or to your perspective, it may be hard living for Christ. I beg to differ. Living for Christ is the best thing, the best decision one can ever make. The sun rising with healing emphasizes the hope and new beginning that Christ's arrival offers. You see, Christ is coming. He's coming to heal you. He's there to give you hope. He is there to give you a new beginning, a new start. He is there to give you new life. He is here to give you healing. A new determination. He's here to give you joy, unspeakable joy. So I just want to give some additional points. This verse, Malachi 4 and 2, also follows a section in Malachi that discusses God's coming judgment. Some scholars connect this verse to the prophecy of John the Baptist preparing the way for Jesus. The concept of healing in his wings is also found in many other biblical passages, such as Isaiah 61:1-3. Because these verses further emphasizing the connection to Christ's ministry. He's coming with healing in his wings. Whatever you're going through, there's healing in his wings, to be draped with the healing in his wings, feeling the virtue that is going through your body. And this scripture further says that you haven't seen, nor heard, nor imagined what God has coming your way. You cannot even figure out what God has coming your way. Perhaps there are secret things that God has whispered to you in the night. Perhaps there are some secret things that God has told you in your prayer time when you're talking to Him. And it's things that you haven't told anyone. It seems too good to be true. This is what you're thinking. God, this is all what you're telling me. It seems too good to be true. But can I encourage you on this morning that everything that God has told you, even the secret things, they are en route. They are en route. People of God, maybe you have struggles that are weighing you down. Pressure that seems overwhelming. As soon as you come out of one trial, you're going into something else. Soon as you get your head above water where that you can see where you're going, it feels like you're sinking lower and lower and lower. You're real shy. It's like every time you do the right thing, evil is present on every hand. Here come the enemy. Listen to me well. Worry when the enemy is not messing with you. Come on here, somebody. Because this signifies that you are doing something right for Christ. This signifies that you are on the right track. If the devil never messes with you, listen to me well. You need for to check your salvation. Come on here, somebody. You are doing the right thing. You're being your best at work. You're giving God your all in all. You are taking care of your children, your family, and everything that needs to be taken care of. You are keeping a good attitude even when it seems that things is not fair. you have joy, everlasting joy, even when the enemy come in like a flood. God sees your faithfulness. He's heard your prayers. Yes, he has. He has things in route that are going to lighten the load. He has every blessing that he has told you in route. Ease is en route. Freedom is en route. Your breakthrough, is en route. Financial freedom is en route. Excuse me. Debt cancellation is en route. Abundance is en route. The right people, destiny helpers and not vision killers, are en route. Come on here, somebody. God is going to lift you out of that difficulty. He's going to lift you out of the enemy's hands where the enemy think he has you. God is lifting you above the situation. Oh, I need you to get this in your spirit. He is setting your feet on a solid rock. He is setting your feet on the word of God. He is planting you. No more stagnation. I'm up one day and down the next. God has put a new song in your heart. My God to thee. And I want you to know it's going to happen sooner than you think. The Son of Righteousness is coming with healing in his wings. The Son of Righteousness, he's coming with healing in his wings. No more depression. No more oppression. No more one day I'm up, one day I'm down. One day I believe God, but when I don't see things happening, I'm not believing him. God is coming to balance your life. Oh my God, he's coming. The Son of Righteousness is coming with healing in his wings. He's going to heal the pain of your past. He's going to heal your body. He's going to heal everything concerning you. He's even going to heal your mindset from thinking that you are not worthy to be blessed, thinking that you are not worthy to be moved to another dimension of God, thinking that you are not worthy of the blessings that God has for you. The Son of Righteousness is coming with healing in his wings. He's going to give you a new profound boldness to walk upright before him, to preach the word, to sing, to birth out the gifts that he has within you. He's coming with healing in his wings. He's going to heal that heart that has been broken. Come on here, somebody. He's going to heal your broken spirit, your wounded heart. Come on here. Thank you, Jesus. He's coming with freedom. He's coming with strength, with his strength, because you have been working on your own strength. And most of all, he's coming with victory. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are the Son of Righteousness who comes with healing in your wings. Thank you that you have an answer.